Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Nun Ches today. This Daf has a sum total of 29 Psukim quoted, and the Pasuk that we're going to be focusing on is Yehoshua Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Gimel. And this is how the Pasuk runs. The Pasuk says, Vayidoim Hashemesh V'yareach Omad, the sun stopped and the moon was still, Ad Yikoim Goy Oivov, until the nation will wreak havoc or judgment on its foe. Halohi kesuva, is it not written al sefer hayashar, on the book of the upright or the straight? Vayamod hashemesh b'chatzia shemayim, and so after this prayer, the sun did remain halfway up in the heavens. V'loyotz lavoy kiyom tamim, and did not press on to set for an entire day. The Gemara uses this pasuk in a very unusual context. The Gemara is telling a story about a person by the name of Rabbi Sheila. Rabbi Sheila had exacted justice on a person who was having a relationship with a non-Jewess. He had the man flogged, and this man went to the Persian authorities to show that Rabbi Sheila was using justice outside of the Persian legal system. They brought him in, and Rabbi Sheila explained that this man had a relationship with a donkey, at which that point they asked if they were witnesses. He said, yes, Eliyahu Hanavi came and testified as one of the witnesses, and the man was ultimately found to be guilty. As this court case was ending, he quoted the pasuk under his breath, which is the pasuk of the Zion Sphira, so the seven different spheres of connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with this world, the lower spheres. And they asked him, what were you saying under your breath? He says, oh, Baruch Hashem. Hashem gives a kingdom in this world, like the kingdom in the higher world and the loftier worlds. And they were so impressed by him that they gave him a staff and made him a judge. On the way out, this man who was the accuser who became the accused, turned to him and he said, ah, you see, Oved Rachmonosh Nisa L'Shakare, Hachi, does Hashem make miracles for liars? At that point, he realized that he was under threat, and he first of all pointed out that Zirmas, that ultimately Basar Chamorim Basaram, that there was an element of truth to the claim, and then he saw that this man was going to be a Roidev, he was going to hand him over to the authorities, and he hit him and killed him. And because he realized that each of these words in the Pasuk was his salvation, he said, and he darshaned the salvations in the history. When he came to the word Tiferes, which is a third of the descriptions of Hashem in this Pasuk, he recounts it based on our Pasuk. It's Zuchama Ulevonash Anduloi Yoshua. It's when Yoshua managed to stop the sun. What is interesting is to understand the context of that. This is in Perek Yud in Sefer Yehoshua. And it's worthwhile noting that in this Perek, there was a very large discussion about what really actually happened. This is when the Givonites had made a false peace with the nation of Israel. They pretended they were a faraway nation. They got a peace accord with the nation of Israel, at which point a syndicate of five other kings got together to fight the Givonites because of ceding to the nation of Israel, at which point Israel is forced thereby to fight against these Amorite nations. And this is the battle which ensues. In this battle, there's tremendous miracles which occur. One of them is that the sun is called upon by Yehoshua to stop. And then there's later on going to be his Avnei Elgovish, these terrible hailstorms which are going to kill the enemy as they flee. One of the discussions and questions which is very central to the book of Yehoshua in general is what exactly happens when you hear these miracles. There's a number of miracles, certainly at the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, the splitting of the Yardane. Now we have this war where the sun stops. What is really going on over here? So there are those, like the Ralbag, as an example, who's one of the specific Mefarshim in this camp, who, along with the Rambam, along with some aspects of the Abarbanel, who says that when you look at this, there is no way, the way he argues it is, you cannot have a square which is a circle, you cannot have fire which is not hot, you can't have something which is devoid of its physical properties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with rules, and the world is going to abide by those rules. And therefore, when it came to understanding the miracle of Kriyas Yam Sof, or the splitting of the Yardane, you need to understand it in normal physical terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to work within the rules of this high pressure, wind, the rain, different things that are happening, which at the right moment can create the miracle necessary for the splitting of the Jordan. And so similarly over here, the Ralbag as well is not willing to accept that this is going to be that the sun simply stopped. That would impact the universe, and the Ralbag says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not interfere with the movement of the heavens philosophically. So this cannot be it. So what is the option if that's the true? What could this be? So there are suggestions that what happened right over here was, in fact, that they were able to be so fast, they were able to run so fast and capture their enemies that they felt like time was stopping. Another suggestion, which is a later day suggestion, is there was perhaps a solar eclipse. When people experience a solar eclipse, even today, the person's in the actual main path of the sun's eclipse, it's almost as if time stands still. And certainly, the going back, we have documentaries, we have the reports of human beings who've been here for thousands of years experiencing a solar eclipse, and it feels like all the time stands still. That's another option as to what could have happened, some sort of natural cataclysm of sorts like that, which allowed them to feel that they had more time, or perhaps they just were able to do more with their time, and therefore they felt like time was slowing down. That's the way that Abarbanel, the Ralbag, and the Rambam interpret this. However, the Malbim, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, understand that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can play within the rules, but he can supersede the rules because he created the rules in the first place. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create something which is self-contradictory, like a triangle with more than three angles, as an example, then yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. And therefore, in this situation as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally did stop the sun. The question that arises in this camp is, where did Hashem get the extra time from? And there is another time in Tanakh where it seems that there was something which happened in the middle of the night, and half of the time of that day remained. Where did that time come from? Leaving it as a question. Where did the time get borrowed from? So time was not fully used up. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.